One is our voter approved PEPL, and then the other one is our revenue purpose statement for the statewide penny. And those two funds are basically our capital expenditure funds. And neither of these funds can be used for teacher salaries, for example. So when people think about capital expenditures, we're talking about property acquisition, construction, purchasing of vehicles, purchasing of technology, kind of those big ticket items. We've been working on our roofs the last 5 years. So those funds are used to pay for redoing our roofs. And the voter approved PEPL is $1 per 1,000. It's not a new tax. This is actually the fourth time the district will vote on that measure. And it is voted on every 10 years. It started off as 67 cents. We increased it to $1 10 years ago when we voted on it in 2014. So we're voting 2 years early just to get it out of the way heading into our bond.